This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The General Services Administration formally recognized Joe Biden as the apparent winner of the 2020 presidential election on Monday. Trump agreed to help the GSA with the transition, but did not concede the election and vowed to continue to fight in court. 54% of Americans do not want their state to lock down despite a surge in COVID-19 cases. That's according to a new Harvard poll of 2,205 registered voters and was conducted in mid-November. A federal appeals court ruled Monday that Texas and Louisiana can cut off Medicaid funding to Planned Parenthood clinics. The ruling was handed down by the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans and is likely to go next to the United States Supreme Court. General Motors is recalling 7 million pickups and SUVs worldwide. The recall centers on a defect in airbags made by Takata, spraying shrapnel throughout the vehicle. In addition to the deaths, other drivers or passengers have been blinded and maimed. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Let's take a look at Thanksgiving costs in 2020. USA Radio News' Val Dior explains.
The average cost of a Thanksgiving dinner dropped 4% from last year, the lowest it's been since 2010. That's according to the American Farm Bureau Federation, a Washington-based trade group representing farmers and ranchers. The report is based on more than 230 surveys with pricing data from all 50 states. A meal for 10 should cost you an average of $46.90. Retailers are pricing turkeys to encourage you to shop. The average price of a turkey dropped 7% this year to a bit more than $19 for a 16-pound turkey. Whipped cream and sweet potatoes also saw prices drop. However, prices for the good stuff, dinner rolls, cubed bread for stuffing, and pumpkin pie mix is up slightly. All in all, gathering friends and family during a pandemic, priceless. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Netflix announced Monday it's expanding production with a $1 billion investment to its existing studio complex in Albuquerque, New Mexico. USA Radio News.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Monday Night Football, the L.A. Rams went into Tampa Bay and took out a win 27-24. Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady says the Rams defense did a good job preventing the long throws.
They did a good job preventing them. You know, they kind of play a defense that, you know, makes it tough to hit them. They're not impossible to hit, but they're tight. Guys did a good job running them. Got a couple shots, but in the end didn't come up with any.
Tom says the defense did well. It was the offense that sputtered.
Tonight was very inefficient. Did not a very good job there in the second half. Defense played great. Kept coming up with huge stops, getting us the ball back. And offensively, we just couldn't make the plays that were necessary to be efficient. And we had plenty of chances. So, got to get them fixed.
Bucks head coach Bruce Arians talks inconsistencies.
Still trying to figure that out. I mean, at times we look really, really good. And then there are times when we obviously don't. I felt very, very comfortable in the two-minute drive until that throw. We made some plays, and obviously we didn't make enough in this ball game, offensive, defense, or special teams, to win.
Tom had two interceptions on the night.
Well, the first one, he got hit. He got hit. It looked like I had Chris going right down the middle, and stepped up and just didn't get enough on it with the pressure. And the last one was just a misread of the coverage.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Live.
Oh, and you thought it was going to be fun, right? Well, as they continue to count the ballots, every day there's more news that really leads you to believe that this whole election process is so fraught with voter fraud, it's so undeniable. I would say for most reasonable people, it would be undeniable. There are some people on the left that just, you know, can't even comprehend it. I mean, the Juan Williams of the world, bless his heart, just cannot even see and get his brain around the fact that there was ballot stuffing. There's questions about Dominion voting systems, the whole mechanism along with the software, and on and on, you know, to the point. So obviously for one Sidney Powell, who, you know, we've known for the past 4 years and have gotten to know her very well. And as she said last week, she doesn't say anything that she can't prove. Well, is there enough proof there to really, you know, to really do something about the results and change the results that really came along with a fixed objective? There was no doubt. I mean, there was an intended end to this voting process, just like the same type of end that happens in banana republics around the world. The former congressman out of Colorado, Bob Beaupre, is with us. Robert, with all, you know, the day-to-day reveal as they continue to count the votes, it becomes obvious that, you know, there's something stinking real bad here in River City by way of voter fraud. This isn't anything. We've never seen anything like this before, Bob.
No, you're absolutely right, Bill. By the way, it's good to be on with you again. Sorry for the little mix-up in the beginning. I think we are looking at kind of third world stuff. And what I mean by that is this isn't the way elections are supposed to happen in the United States of America. We're supposed to be the, you know, the pinnacle, the top of the heap, the indisputable source of truth, justice in the American way.
Right.
The fact that so many people have had angst, this isn't the first election. When people have said, you know, is that really what happened? Was the vote count accurate? Did they get my vote? Did they get some wrong votes? We shouldn't, especially in this age of such sophisticated technology and capabilities, we should never have that kind of doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me state for the record that I expect when all the counting gets done, it looks like a pretty tall mountain for Donald Trump to climb to actually be declared the winner and be reelected.
Mm-hmm.
But is it impossible? No, it's not impossible. And even if Joe Biden ends up being the winner and sworn in on January 20th, Don't we have a right as Americans to know what the actual tally really was?
Exactly.
And then looking forward, don't we have the right to believe that our elections are going to be fair and just and accurate and legal? Yes, we do.
Exactly.
So if what comes out of this exercise that we're wrapped up in the middle of right now, if we shine some light on the process, if we learn where mistakes were made or could be made, and I want to talk, I hope we talk about this software that
yes.
should be at the heart of the big problem. If we can get better out of this, that's a good thing for America. And mm-hmm. I think that ought to be our objective right now. Find the truth. If there's problems, let's fix the problems and get better. And allow all Americans on both sides of the aisle, regardless of who you voted for, allow us to once again have confidence in our election systems.
Well, Bob, according to Reuters, the majority of America believes that there's something wrong, that this whole process is corrupt. I mean, that's a big statement, and this shouldn't be any big surprise. I mean, even Democrats were complaining about the Dominion voting systems, as early as 2 years ago. And so where's the FBI? Where's the CIA on all this stuff? And then we're finding out that the tentacles of this system that we're using here in America was born out of Venezuela. It was the system.
That's a confidence builder, isn't it?
Yeah, didn't that give me? I mean, they're the ones that rigged the election for Cesar Chavez and for Maduro. And you find out that, this is all part of the welcome wagon package to every communist country in the leadership. Is that you get with it this software, this Smartmatic software that's tied into the system, and they just keep electing friends and neighbors, and they're happy, and the rest of the people just go, they're just, well, I guess maybe that's just the way it is. But here in America, because we're used to liberty and freedom, and we can smell a rat when a rat's around, and clearly a rat is around. Now, as you say, whether it changes the numbers, we won't know, because this thing has been so overwhelmed with corrupt votes and ballot stuffing. Bob, I mean, when have you ever heard where there's just an innumerable number of ballots that they voted just for the president? They didn't vote online. And you know that this is what happened, because look at how many seats got turned around, got flipped on the Republican House side. I mean, you're talking at least a dozen seats. Well, to have that kind of success and for Donald Trump still not to win, you got to be kidding me. This doesn't make mathematical sense, even on the face.
Now, as you said, Bill, you can smell a rat. And what we don't know right now is how much hanky-panky may have actually occurred. We ought to get to the bottom of that, shouldn't we? I mean, any objective American is going to say, yes, we absolutely need to. Let me read you just a very brief thing from the Texas Secretary of State. Maybe you've read this as well. They looked at the Dominion equipment and the Smartmatic software, and here's a direct quote. The examiner reports, this is from the Secretary of State in Texas again, the examiner reports raise concerns about whether the Democracy Suite 5.5A system, that's what we're talking about here, is suitable for its intended purpose, operates efficiently and accurately, and safe from fraudulent or unauthorized manipulation. Now, that's why Texas rejected it.
Exactly.
It could be manipulated. Now, I will state...
We got 10 seconds. I'll tell you what, Bob, we got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there when we come back. More from Bob Beaupre after this. Stay with us. 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
It's Bill Martinez live.
If you repeat a lie enough, it suddenly becomes the truth. Throughout this whole process, common sense is being thrown out the window. Common sense no longer is valid. Hey, look, if you're outside of the line of progressives and you don't go along with them, you're invalidated. All covered by political correctness, 63 gender options,
All this insanity that's going on.
It's the best of Bill Martinez this weekend right here.
Any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
He's a political analyst, a former congressman and chairman of the Colorado Republican Party, a dairy farmer, a banker, a real estate developer, a buffalo rustler. I mean, he does it all. And one day I'm going to get out there on the farm because I want to be around where, you know, the buffalo roam just for once to say I could check it off my bucket list. And I promise I will sign off on any kind of liability. because whenever you have somebody that's not experienced around Buffalo, we can get in a lot of trouble. But I'm ready for some fun, I think, Bob.
We'll keep the gate open for you, Bill. We'd love to have you visit.
Okay, keep the gate and the lights on, man. I'm coming. I'm telling you. Hey, Bob, we were just talking about your first experience and go around in this. I mean, you've got the scars, and I'm sure as you're probably hearing every day about all this voter fraud that's going on across the country, you're wincing because some of the old scars are opening up again, and you feel kind of a reflex on the old pain.
Yeah, been there and done that. Of course, in 2000, we had the Bush-Gore election. I was state party chairman. Thankfully, Colorado wasn't in doubt like Florida was, and we didn't go through near that scrutiny, but I was watching it, experiencing it as another state party chairman. Then in 2002, I ran for Congress and ended up having the closest election of all of the congressional elections, all 435 in the House. Mine was the closest. It took 5 weeks, almost as long as the Florida presidential recount. 5 weeks, two full recounts, three trips to court before I was finally declared the winner by a mere 121 votes. So yeah, a lot of tense moments and a lot of, did that vote count or didn't that vote count?
Right.
And a lot of suspicion as to who might be playing games. And we had some evidence had enough to say that we were concerned about the outcome.
Right.
Let's put it that way. Now, this, what we're going through right now, when you find a bunch of votes, thousands of votes that didn't get counted, when you find evidence that a whole bunch of votes that got counted got credited to the wrong candidate, when you find a data dump that is almost 100% for one candidate, I mean, that's just statistically impossible.
Exactly.
When you're talking about big batches of votes. When you find that this software, as we were talking about just before the break, has already been declared by objective experts as subject to fraud and unauthorized manipulation. That's straight from the Secretary of State's office, the examiners that looked at this software. In Texas.
And that's why they turned it down three times,
why they turned it down. But then when you find out who is using this stuff, here's a few of the states. See what they have in common. Here's some of the states that did use it on this election. Nevada, Arizona, Michigan, Georgia, Pennsylvania. Anything in common with those states? Of course, they're all tight swing states.
Right.
So
controlled by Democrats, by the way, Bob.
Yeah, all of them. And let me state, it's one thing to say it could be manipulated. Somebody could play games. Somebody could commit fraud. Somebody could control the outcome of an election. And it's quite another to prove that they actually did.
Yes.
Well, out of this whole exercise, even if we don't come to a conclusion that somebody was playing big, big games. I think there were some games played.
No doubt.
That's my suspicion.
No doubt.
But if Joe Biden still gets sworn in as the president at the end of all this, wouldn't it be best if the next time we go through an election, Americans say, enough of this?
Yeah.
And we've got to have confidence in our election, in the system, and at least believe that the people we voted for are the right, the results are correct. Like, of course we should.
Bob, this is simple. We've purposely made it complicated. And in the complication, that's what gives place to the fraud and manipulation. This is really not that complex at all. We need one day, a national holiday day for voting, not, 3 months, not all this mail-in stuff. You have a voter ID card. You go, you cast your vote. You proudly stand in line to exercise your civil right and duty. And And also, you remind everybody what the ruling principle is. And it's interesting because on their websites, almost without exception, they will say something to the effect that we want to ensure that every legal vote counts, right? Something to that language. That, to me, is the ruling principle. And that, to me, is the ruling principle that got violated because they abandoned the ruling principle. The Democrat, and I'm going to say it straight, Bob. I mean, because this is something that has been a tradition for Democrats from time immemorial. I don't care if you're talking about Chicago. There's certain parts, you know, like you said, even in Colorado, where you get these little enclaves, these little queenships and kingships that are, you know, that are handled by these individuals who have been longtime bureaucrats, and they're in this powerful position, and they exercise what what Stalin said. He says, this doesn't matter who votes. What matters is who counts the vote, right?
Yes.
And so that's what's going on. I mean, look at, let's quit fooling ourselves. And this is why the majority of Americans, and I mean every day, this is what I love about this country, is we still haven't abandoned common sense. I mean, you know, though the bureaucrats and the betters out there think, oh, you know, they've got everybody fooled and everything, there are people in the coffee shops across this country going, and we're paying these knuckleheads. They're cheating three ways to Sunday, and we're paying them, and Joe Biden wants to be the president-elect, and he may end up being the 46th president after everything is all said and done, but his entry, I mean, his election is so compromised, Bob, when you have the majority of America saying, there is something fishy here in River City, that this election process has been totally compromised. A majority of Americans believe that right now. I mean, well, how is he going to bring us together?
Precisely. We deserve to believe that the proclaimed winner is actually the winner. When you said earlier that that most Americans, or majority of Americans, smell a rat, you're absolutely right. Why would they smell a rat when this Dominion voting system, the Smartmatic software that was used in those voting machines, when one of the investors is Dianne Feinstein's husband, mm-hmm. Nancy Pelosi's chief of staff is their head lobbyist, when the guy who used to run George Soros's Open Society Foundation took care of the investment money, when he's chairman of the board of Smartmatic, mm-hmm. why would anybody smell a rat when?
Is he the same guy that's on the transition team for Biden as well?
That's
another guy, yeah.
Okay. Peter Neffinger is the guy on the transition team for Biden, and he's on the board of this president of Smartmatic. Why would you think anything might be a little fishy?
Right.
I mean, holy cow.
Yeah. Well, Democrats do what Democrats do. I mean, I don't care if you're talking about Chicago and, as I said, some of these other highlighted areas. My good friend down in South Florida in Broward County, also, you know, he's headed elections as well, and particularly in Chicago. That's where he said he broke his teeth there. And the common thing was in Chicago, they said, well, we got all the votes. The votes are in. They would say, no. We haven't got the cemetery vote yet. You know, I mean, we laugh about it, and it's common, but this is what delegitimizes the whole process, and it's as if the Democrats have jumped the shark on this time.
You're exactly right.
Well, again, if the ruling principle is to make sure that every legal vote counts, then everything about the process has to promote it. And clearly, Dominion voting systems and Smartmatic did not hold to that ruling principle. And that's why we find ourselves in the position that we are today, where America's citizens, you know, they're not going to believe half of them do not believe the outcome. And we're not even talking about reason here, Bob, is why you're going to get rid of somebody who's done all these great things for America, and you're going to get rid of this guy. This is unbelievable. Bob Beaupre, thank you as always.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The General Services Administration formally recognized Joe Biden as the apparent winner of the 2020 presidential election on Monday. Trump agreed to help the GSA with the transition, but did not concede the election and vowed to continue to fight in court. 54% of Americans do not want their state to lock down, despite a surge in COVID-19 cases. That's according to a new Harvard poll of 2,205 registered voters and was conducted in mid-November. A federal appeals court ruled Monday that Texas and Louisiana can cut off Medicaid funding to Planned Parenthood clinics. The ruling was handed down by the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans and is likely to go next to the United States Supreme Court. General Motors is recalling 7 million pickups and SUVs worldwide. The recall centers on a defect in airbags made by Takata, spraying shrapnel throughout the vehicle. In addition to the deaths, other drivers or passengers have been blinded and maimed. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, as we were discussing all these topics regarding the coup that has been going on for over 4 years, that many people, like John said so rightfully, it's so heavy to think that this is something that's going on in our own country, the land of the free, home of the brave. We say just because it always was, it should always be. But even Ronald Reagan reminded us that, you know, liberty and our freedom does not pass on, you know, through our DNA or through our bloodstream. It can be lost, you know, just in that transition from one generation to the next. It's just that easy. But key to all this, ladies and gentlemen, what is really clear about this is that we have been divided. You know, that old trite saying, you know, united you stand, divided you fall. I mean, clearly, we have been siloed and divided to such a degree that we are resisting coming together in dealing with this travesty that is going on right now, this active coup and voter fraud in our country. And, oh, yeah, by the way, on top of that, a pandemic that we cannot seem to agree on, that even the scientists have turned this into a political football. With us right now is the founder and president of the Rutherford Institute, author of Battlefield America, John Whitehead. John, you've been talking about this. You've been writing about this. You know, the fact that we have purposely, you know, chosen to be ignorant of our Constitution, and at a time that our constitutional principles should be holding us together, We don't even know what to hang on to right now, and it's no wonder that we're being used as tools by those on the left, right?
Well, one reason
we don't hang on to our constitutional rights, and I've been talking about this and trying to educate people. No one knows their rights. No one knows the Bill of Rights. It's not taught in the schools. Lawyers can't tell me what's in the First Amendment when I talk to them. And, you know, the Bill of Rights, by the way, is 462 words. It takes 5 minutes to read them. But, you know, the Ninth and Tenth Amendment give we the people the power to change, alter government. It says that rights listed in the Constitution are not all of our rights. Referring back to Thomas Jefferson's opening to the Declaration of Independence. Where do our rights come from? The Creator. Oh, yes. That's right. They don't come from government. But most people today think rights come from government. That's because they're not, they're ill-educated. But,
and they're being conditioned to think that now, yeah, even more so, John, that right, it's not from God himself. This is the big power play that's happening right now in America, and people need to wise up to see what's going on. I mean, it is a clear and blatant replacement of God by the government. They feel like they're better than God and they can provide better than us. And you tell me anytime, any place where anything that the government has created that has been sustainable.
Well, too, but Benjamin Franklin said it best. Either we hang together or we'll hang separately. So that basically is what I'm seeing right now. And, you know, it's, people should go to Rutherford.org and read my articles over the last, let's say, just month, where I talk about all these things, about how so-called government is controlled by, you know, a lot of powerful people with money. And it's amazing. Detailed studies by Princeton and Northwest University shows that Washington, D.C. is controlled by 585 billionaires, as they refer to the oligarchic elite, and that studying 20 years of policies, they concluded that the average voter, we the people, don't get what we want most of the time. And, I mean, you see so much fraud coming out of D.C. And you're talking to a lawyer here, by the way. It's sued out of Washington, D.C. for 40 years, and I've seen the fraud, and it's there. And, I mean, if this what we're seeing today hasn't been played out, doesn't wake people up, I don't think they can be awake. You got to open your eyes, folks. Like I say, your mind is useless if your eyes are blind. So look what we're seeing, and as we slide into the Biden presidency, I mean, watch out. I mean, I think the things that you have to go back in time and study these things. You can go to our website to do that. But under Obama, man, they were pushing some policies that were very, very dangerous. Left-wing extremism memos, watching people, Operation Vigilant Eagle, watching returning veterans coming back. Case that we tried where a guy was arrested because he was criticizing Obama, a former Marine, and put in a mental hospital. Threat assessments started under Obama. This is Biden was the vice president. Remember that, folks.
Right.
He didn't object to any of this stuff. Hollow point bullets, the Department of Homeland Security bought them for their agents, and 175,000 federal agents now have hollow point bullets.
John, explain to the audience why they would have hollow point bullets. What's the difference?
Well, hollow point bullets, if you have ever seen the Jackie Kennedy get up and reach back and get part of JFK's skull off of the trunk, put it in her lap. What they do is, when I'm a former military officer, we could not use them. They were considered illegal. And when they hit the body, they expand on contact and they collect flesh. In other words, if it hits you in the shoulder, it can take your whole arm off, even if it's a small caliber bullet. So they blast you. All they need is one to blast you away totally. You're gone. I mean, they'll shoot your leg off. Unfortunately, all the bullets increased even under the Trump administration to 5 bullets for every American man, woman, and child in this country. And the government keeps pushing this through the like I said, when they're arresting veterans coming back, we help a lot of veterans just because they're criticizing the government. And the National Defense Authorization Act was upped under Obama, has moved forward, and now it allows the president to label someone extremist and take them away. So, listen, things are picking up, and you mentioned COVID earlier. With COVID now, we're moving in total biometric immunity cards. I mean, they're going to be, if they get their way, you're not going to be able to travel from state to state without doing some kind of test. And with airlines now saying you may have to take a vaccine before you can fly.
Exactly. Right.
The large corporations are now, like I say, look at that Princeton study I talk about. Show that they work together. And, I mean, we're going to see a system of oppression I don't think we've ever seen before.
Well, and you raise a scary point here in terms of forced vaccinations when you've got probably on the surface right now, John, at least a third of the country is saying it doesn't matter. It has nothing to do with Donald Trump. It's just principally they don't want to inject, you know, some, you know, foreign substance into their body.
Yeah. And that's, you know, it's already there. They got the vaccine. It was pushed through, you know, through the actually under Donald Trump too. But again, there are certain powers in Washington D.C. that always operate and continue moving forward. You know, people don't realize this, but there are over 430 federal agencies. So when a president takes over, either he's got the kind of staff that's watching continuously, or you've got 430 agencies that are taking money. I mean, the Pentagon was just found disappearing. Military equipment, they don't know where it went, and they didn't pass the audit, but they're going to get another $10 trillion now.
Yeah. Well, they've never, they have they ever passed an audit? Yeah. Have they ever passed an audit, John? Yeah, exactly. But has the Pentagon ever passed an audit? I mean, how many trillions of dollars are out there in the ether somewhere? God only knows where it's at. And, I mean, this is collective over the years.
Yeah. I mean, former Air Force pilots who have come back and met with me and said, "You won't believe it, John. When we captured rifles, they were American-made." Wow. And I went, "What?"
Mm-hmm.
So there's something going on so nefarious that we all need to get educated. We've talked about this: education precedes action. You really can't do anything, you know. And again, if you're listening to the mainstream media, be very, very careful what they're saying, because they, at some point we're seeing that with different channels, they cut, all of a sudden they're all moving in the same
right.
direction.
What's a propaganda machine? Clearly, this is what's been developing right before our eyes, and the people instinctively have an idea. They know it's uncomfortable. They're you know, they're really blowing it. I mean, the whole trustworthiness. I mean, I wrote about this recently, John, about the lost headline. You know, this is regarding voter fraud, and we'll talk more about that. But, you know, traditionally, I mean, journalists would die for a headline like what's lying right there, right before their eyes in America. And right now they're all quiet and they're all crickets. And it makes you wonder, going, wait a minute, how delusional has the mainstream media, you know, how delusional have they become that they would abandon something that is just so innate to their professional DNA to not even report on what's going on with voter fraud? This is... Yeah, this is nothing short of a cabal, in my humble opinion.
Yes.
Well, John Whitehead is with us, the founder and president of the Rutherford Institute, author of Battlefield America, and we've got more to discuss with him. We're going to take full advantage of our time and look at, as he says, it is education that precedes action, and we're giving you lots of education to make sure that you act appropriately. Stay with us.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. That's 800-519-3488.
Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We underserved communities that are being hardest hit by the pandemic. Black, brown, Latino, Latin American community, Native American communities, small towns, rural communities. They talked about that in some detail. Thirdly, we discussed the need to help states with Title 32 funding for the National Guard. That's a fancy way of saying governors need to be able to get funding when they need to bring their National Guard into play. And National Guards are going to have to play this. It costs a lot of money.
John, that's the way it sounds now. What's it going to sound like in another year?
I don't know. It depends on what policies they move forward. If they move forward to national mask mandates, there are going to be some people who are going to obviously rebel. The vaccinations, I think, forced vaccinations, I guess the question, what would Thomas Jefferson think? Do we have bodily integrity or do we have to be forced to have something rammed into our bodies that we don't know what it is? And another thing that I've written on is eugenics. A lot of people who are the very, very wealthy of the world look upon the much of the human race as being an inferior product, and they would like to decrease it. They've been talking about it for years, since the early 1900s in this country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think we have to be very, very careful about what we're seeing today, whether, you know, again, James Madison said it best, we ought to mistrust all those in power and question people in power because they have money behind them most of the time. Even some of your local, many of your local, I'd say, by the way, people in your communities, local city council and stuff, have money behind them. They're flown here and there, and the money people get their votes and whatever. But what I'm trying to tell people is, we have to get organized at this point. Either we hang together or we're going to hang separately.
Mm-hmm.
And as Benjamin Franklin said, and get in your local communities and start finding out what's going on, and you can push back against this. The 10th Amendment gives you that right to nullify acts of the federal government. Push it back, you know, stand up for your rights and get together, you know. And if the one thing the government, like, and you mentioned it earlier, and I've seen it in most of my career, is that they can divide us, they can conquer us. All they got to do is get us yelling at each other. And, you know, we need to get together in groups, start civil liberties oversight committees, I call them, in your local communities, where you're pushing against city councils and stuff to back off some of the crazy things they're doing, and get your act together, because the Constitution starts with those three neat words, we the people, we are
exactly.
the government.
Yeah, and you bring up an excellent point because it does start at the local level. I mean, because what happens is these the next level of government looks and sees what's happening in these local governments. So the people, do they care? Are they laissez-faire? Are they apathetic about it? Okay, well, we know that there's a movement, and they are measuring this up to see what kind of restrictions that they can employ. I mean, look at California. They've just come out. You were asking me if I was still in California. I've been based out of Florida now for the last 11 years. I still go back because I've got three sons. One of my sons just moved back to Florida, so we welcomed him home over the weekend. But the other three are still there, and you know, so I get back to California. But you know, I hear that you know, Governor Newsom has really tightened the screws regarding the lockdowns there in the state of California.
Yeah, but you know, people can fight back. I'm just saying, if you like, we just helped a pastor and we won the case in Delaware, African American pastor who was upset that they were limiting him to 10 indoor gatherings in his church. And the big box store shopping centers are all operating basically at full speed. So we filed a lawsuit challenging his religious freedom, and he was discriminated against under the Fourth Amendment. And the governor now has backed off on the churches. So you can do it, but you have to say, I'm going to stand up against
exactly.
The government. And, you know, Thomas Paine said it, it's the duty of the patriot to resist the government and to think about these things. Don't, when you're looking at something like that, say, don't accept what anybody says on the news. You know, Carl Bernstein, maybe I've mentioned on the show before, of Bernstein and Woodward, who exposed the Nixon administration, great journalist, but he did an article. He said he was shocked as he worked in the with the major publications, New York Times, the television news channels, that the CIA, NSA, and groups like that actually sent in and advised these news organizations how to present the news. He was shocked by it. And that was a 1977 article that I've talked about a lot. But if that's true, folks,
yeah,
the news you're getting, you can't trust.
Yeah, if that was then, how is it now, John?
Oh, I think it's worse now.
Yeah,
anyway,
it has to be.
I don't watch television. Sorry, I can't. I have trouble watching it. Mm-hmm. And I know the average American watches 150 hours of television a month. What I'm saying is give me one-third of those hours and get in your local community. Get away from that stuff and see what's really going on at your local level and get things changed. Because when I see someone on CNN or whatever and they're saying, and now let's bring on what's-his-name or whatever, and he's a former White House aide or former CIA, and I'm going, what?
Yeah.
We don't have independent news people anymore? We have
no
people? So be very, very careful what you hear. Question everything about authority and listen to James Madison, people like that who question authority and what they give us, the Constitution.
Yeah. Well, in some states, you know, strip centers, or I mean, I'm not talking strip centers, like strip, you know, What am I trying to say? Are regarded more essential than worship than you know houses of worship. I'm talking about strip joints, you know, which is amazing. It's like it's okay to go to a strip joint, but not okay to go to church.
Yeah.
So I guess somehow we got to have the churches in strip joints now.
Yeah, but again, you can fight back. We just won in Delaware. We won a New York case where a pastor was speaking to 17 cars on his cell phone out in this parking lot. Police arrived and said he couldn't do it. And he called us, and I said, what? We told the police to back off, or we're going to sue them the next day, and they backed off. So standing up against government in a nonviolent way does work. I mean, but, you know, you have to say, hey, I'm going to do it. I'm not just going to take it. I mean,
yes.
Why would we want to take it? We're Americans. Americans have the greatest human rights document in the world in front of them. It's called the Constitution, especially with the Bill of Rights on it. You know, the right to own a weapon, the Second Amendment, the right to protest the government, the First Amendment, the Third Amendment, keep the government out of your homes. You know, the government's trying to tell us how many people we can have in our homes and stuff. We can't celebrate Christmas. Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, either we own our homes or we don't. If the government owns them, folks, you might as well say Heil Hitler.
Yeah, might as well. John, I mean, this thing is really off the rails here, to the point, as you wrote about, you know, in pointing out the psychopaths in our government. I mean, this is really psychopathic what's happening in our government when you really stop to think about it. And I'm not saying that to you know, unruefully just scare people. But, I mean, think about it. Think what they're doing. I mean, they want to take over. They're saying they're the most important thing, that we're the lessers, they're the better, and we're lucky that they are here for a time such as this, because we would be lost, we'd be forsaken, we just couldn't survive.
No, but you know, realize, again, the people don't realize, the top 12 billionaires in America made $283 billion in the last 6 months in America. And the average Americans, a lot of them can't find jobs. They pay, the average American pays more money in taxes and food, clothing, and their medical care now in America. Come on, folks. Yeah. Don't you see what's happening? So the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. And the only way we're going to fight back, they don't listen. They when they see a group of people, it can be 10, they see a movement and they get worried.
Right.
They see 20, they start getting more afraid, especially if you're nonviolent and you have, and you know how to petition and picket the government.
John, the elections here, people are, you know, it's hard for them to get their brain around the reality of voter fraud. Eric Holder, the former attorney general under Barack Obama, looked in the camera and said, there's no such thing as voter fraud. I had to laugh. You got to be kidding me. I mean, you know, people are being arrested. They're in jail for voter fraud. How can you say something so ignorant? And to your whole point, it wasn't necessarily ignorant. It's purposeful. I mean, in terms of trying to dumb us all down, right?
Dumb you down, make you become mind slaves to a system that wants your money, and that sooner or later, by the way, and I keep warning people about this, artificial intelligence is going to be running the show in the future, whether it's voting, how you move in life, and stuff like that. Google and companies like that are working with the NSA and CIA to do that now. So watch out, folks. Stay alert and be mistrustful of what you hear. Get active in your local communities, and you can do a lot. You know, as I say, the Constitution is a human rights document. It's not right or left. It's right down the middle. It's keep the people free.
Exactly. And the thing is, you know, we've been seeing big tech in these Senate hearings, and tell me how much manure they've been pouring out.
Big tech, I mean, they control everything. I mean, Google works, like I said, the NSA and stuff. Facebook, if you don't say the right thing now, it's taking down what people are saying. They're destroying free speech, and people are allowing it, by the way, just as long as they can, you know, go on Facebook and do it, and Google, stuff like that. But, I mean, it's everything you're doing is being watched now. And, like I said, the Department of Homeland Security is watching your home, Fed assessments. The police are reading social media accounts now to see if they can predict if you're going to commit a crime or if you're disagreeing with mandates or something like that. So that's all here. Everything that the people talked about in the science fiction novels like 1984, I mean, 1984 is an instructional manual for what for the future, which is now.
Well, this whole point, what it's coming down to, it's back to Martin Niemöller, as you and I have talked about before, you know, when they first came for the socialists. Well, I mean, I wasn't a socialist. It didn't matter to me. And then, you know, it came for the, and then it comes down to where they finally came to you. And because you didn't do anything and everybody else is gone, there's nobody there to protect you. And that's how we're being divided, is that, you know, some people, like you say, in Facebook and Twitter, they, oh, okay, well, look, I'm not John Donald Trump. It doesn't matter to me. But all of a sudden, everything, the screws start getting tightening down to where eventually it is you, and you have no other recourse. He's the founder and president of the Rutherford Institute. John Whitehead has been with us. John, thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving, buddy.
Thank you, sir. You too.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com. The